Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to HFCL Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. Before we begin, I would also like to read the disclaimer statement. Statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. They must be viewed in relation to the risk that HFCL's business faces that could cause its future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Investors are therefore requested to check the information independently before making any investment or other decisions. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Lohia from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Palak. Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings call of HFCL Limited. First of all, I would like to thank management for providing us the opportunity to host this call. From the management side, we have Mr. Mahendra Nahata, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. Vijayaraj Jain, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Manoj Baid, Company Secretary, and Mr. Amit Agarwal, Head of Investor Relations. So without further delay, I would now hand over the call to Mr. Nahata for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mohit. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to welcome you all to HFCL's earnings call for the second quarter and half year of financial year 25. I trust that you got a chance to go through our financial results, press release, and earnings presentation, which are available on the website of the company and also on the website of the stock exchanges. Friends, India's digital infrastructure is advancing rapidly. In order to support the country's accelerated development aspirations, with the deployment of 50 lakh kilometers of optical fiber cable, 70% towers to be fiberized, and village connectivity, the acceleration in 5G monetization, the initial thrust of 6G globally, Industry 4.0, hyperscaling of data centers, increasing smartphone adoption, and BharatNet Phase 3 are some growth drivers of the Indian telecom industry. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are reshaping the telecom industry, with GSMA estimating these to be $680 billion opportunity over the next 15-20 years. Additionally, implementation of fiber-to-home globally and the PLI scheme, alongside initiatives of promoting semiconductor manufacturing in India, will fuel long-term growth and encourage indigenous manufacturing. We recently participated in the annual India Mobile Congress 2024 held in New Delhi, which is a premier exhibition in the telecom space. HFCL launched two revolutionary unlicensed band radio products at this exhibition. These included 1 gigabit per second small form factor unlicensed band radio and 2 gigabit per second point-to-multipoint unlicensed band radio, designed to meet the growing data demands of modern networks. With over 5 lakh UBR deployments across India, the U.K., Europe, and the Middle East and Africa, these made-in-India solutions deliver fiber-like speeds at a fraction of the cost of conventional wireless backhauling methods. With power efficiency and significant CapEx and OpEx savings, our new UBRs, paired with a unified element management system, represent a leap forward in last-mile connectivity, reaffirming HFCL leadership in 4G and 5G wireless backhauling solutions. With an aim to continue our market leadership in this space, we are making high technical advancements in our new range of products while offering cost-effectiveness to our customers. It gives me great pleasure to inform you that HFCL has successfully deployed one of the world's largest advanced broadband network gateways with control and user plane separation architecture for BSNL. This enhances network efficiency, delivering superior high-speed data for fiber to the home and enterprise applications, significantly boosting capacity and reliability. Additionally, this deployment will serve as the internet gateway of BharatNet project supporting 2.5 lakh gram panchayats. As a trusted BSNL partner, we look forward to further collaborate with BSNL by HFCL playing a key role in BharatNet Phase 3. India's defense sector holds a lucrative opportunity of $130 billion market over next decade amid the escalating demand for defense equipment, technological and services, offering significant prospects for companies engaged in defense technology, development and manufacturing. The quarterly review has been crucial for HFCL in demonstrating its defense capabilities and entering strategic partnerships with global players. One such significant development that underscores HFCL's technical prowess and commitment is that the company has been selected to develop and supply critical subsystems for General Atomics Aeronautics Systems Incorporated of USA for their advanced unmanned aircraft systems. This partnership marks a milestone in HFCL's journey as it becomes a key contributor to one of the world's most sophisticated unmanned aerial vehicles. Further, in line with the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, HFCL has indigenously designed and developed various cutting-edge defense technologies, including electronic fuses, thermal weapon sights, thermal cores, and ground and coastal surveillance radars for various range and applications, and high-capacity radios, amongst others. The geopolitical situation presents India with new opportunities to expand its role in the global defense industry. With strong R&D capabilities, HFCL is positioned to tap into both domestic and international defense markets. As mentioned in the last call, we have successfully initiated the field trial of our several variants of radars during Q2 and expect to make it commercially available from Q4 FY25 onwards. We have also been shortlisted to participate in a tender for modernization of infantry combat vehicles of Indian Army. The broadband industry is gearing up for 2025 and we anticipate a lot of fiber deployments. We anticipate an acceleration in fiber to the home demand in USA post the elections and new governments likely focus on Build America, Buy America and broadband equity access and deployment programs. To meet this rising demand, we specifically designed and developed product line for the US market, consisting of high density, single jacket, single armor, intermediately mounted ribbon cable with 144 to 1,728 fibers, for which we engaged and bagged the ISC Innovators Award. HFCL also expanded its award-winning NanoThin product line of loose tube micro cables of 10.6 mm diameter consisting of 864 fibers. With these innovative cable solutions, HFCL will cater to changing demands for network deployment driven by growth in data centers, metro networks and FTTX in North America. With the UK being another key global market for HFCL, we showcased our comprehensive range of sustainable products. These offerings will enable UK operators to connect customers more quickly, cost-effectively and sustainably. These new additions will further expand HFCL's extensive optical fiber solution portfolio, paving the way for advanced fiber infrastructure and faster broadband rollout in UK, targeting building digital UK initiative. Further, in order to meet the growing global demand and increase revenue through expansion in international markets, HFCL BV, a wholly owned subsidiary of HFCL Limited in the Netherlands, has established a wholly owned subsidiary company named HFCL UK Limited in the UK. Incorporating a company in the UK will enable the company to cater to the demand in UK for its products and expand its business operations there. This move aligns with company's strategy to increase revenue from export markets, augmenting its presence and fostering growth opportunities. We are targeting a significant increase in export revenue from our optical fiber segment. aiming for up to 70% of revenue to come from international markets in next 3 years. Additionally, we plan for 40 to 50% of our telecom segment revenue to be export-driven within the next 3 years. The European Commission, whilst its verdict given on 11th October 2024, has exempted us from definitive anti-dumping duties on optical fiber cable, by which we have gained a competitive edge in the European market. We are now focusing on expanding our fiber and telecom business in North America market in a major way. Apart from our cable solution, HFCL has emerged as an end-to-end solution provider by increasing its business and market share for passive connectivity solutions for optical fiber cable networks. On the back of its massive growth of potential, HFCL expects to grow passive component business to Rs. 750 crores in next 2 to 3 years. Moreover, BharatNet presents a significant opportunity for us. BSNL has already floated a tender for approximately Rs. 65,000 crores for capital expenditure over the next 3 years, followed by an expected additional Rs. 40,000 crores for operations and maintenance over 10 years. Funded by the Government of India through the Universal Service Obligation Fund, the BharatNet Phase 3 project aligns with HFCL's core strengths, boosting demand for optical fiber cables, accessories, telecom and networking products, system integration services, and O&M annuity revenue. HFCL's integrated manufacturing capabilities, extensive experience in laying over 2 lakh kilometers of optical fiber cable, an end-to-end solution positions it well to secure a substantial share of this opportunity. HFCL has already submitted bids with a technical evaluation in advanced stage. We expect the fiber market to revive from the first quarter of fiscal 2025-26. We are seeing signs of recovery as more tenders and inquiries are coming up nationally and internationally. Our total order book now stands at Rs. 6,151 crores as on quarter 2 of financial year 2025. Friends, let me now brief you on the key performance metrics of Q2 of FY25. Revenue of Q2 FY25 stood at 1,094 crores as compared to 1,158 crores in Q1 of FY25 and 1,111 crores in Q2 of FY24. EBITDA for the quarter stood at Rs. 172 crores as compared to Rs. 185 crores in quarter 1 of FY25 and 150 crores in quarter 2 of FY24. EBITDA margin stands at 50.71% for quarter 2 of FY25 as compared to 16% of quarter 1 of FY25 and stood at 13.47% in Q2 of FY24. For Q2 of FY25, profit after tax stands at Rs. 73 crores as compared to 111 crores for Q1 of FY25 and 70 crores in quarter 2 of FY24. PAT margin stands at 6.71% in quarter 2 of FY25 as compared to 9.55% in Q1 of FY25 and 6.31% of Q2 of FY24. Segment revenue for telecom products during the quarter end stood at 46.46% as compared to 61.42% in Q1 of FY25 and 42.63% in Q2 of FY24. In conclusion, India stands at the brink of transformation with the rapid rise of artificial intelligence and other cutting-edge technologies. This presents a significant opportunity for organizations like ours to innovate and drive this change. We remain committed to R&D and expanding our product portfolio across telecom, defense, optical fiber cable and passive connectivity solutions to capitalize on future opportunities. Our growth will be powered by strong order book with robust order pipeline, execution capabilities, capacity expansion, backward integration, customer base growth, and entry into new markets, all driving revenue growth, margin improvement, efficient use of working capital. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your continued support. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Chandan Mishra, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, good evening, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask questions, sir. My question is related to, sir, execution of order. As we have seen very less in quarter two compared to last year, whereas we have large orders, that is 6,151 crore. First question is, what is completion for this order? And secondly, sir, you have also guided for 25 to 30% for next few years during last con call. So what causes this less execution in this quarter, and can we expect this to ramp up in next quarter?
Mr. Mishra, I could not understand your questions properly. Would you please repeat them?
Sir, my first question is, we have order book of 6,151 crore. What is completion time for this, sir?
Okay.
And so, the second question is, during last phone call, you have guided for 25 to 30% for next few years in revenue. So what causes us this less execution in quarter two, and can we expect this to ramp up in next quarter?
Yeah, Mr. Mishra, the 6,151 crores order, out of which roughly about 15 to 1800 crores of order is for O&M, which would continue for next 5 or 6 years. Next order, which are roughly about more than 4,000 crores, are to be executed in next, let us say, 12 to 18 months time frame.
Sure, sir.
And as far as growth is concerned, we are very sure about the overall growth of the company. Quarter to quarter, it may differ, because of the market situation. For example, fiber optic cable market has been very depressed worldwide since last about 3 quarters. So you would see the fiber optic cable revenue of every company in the world has gone down drastically. So we cannot be different than the worldwide situation. So fiber optic cable demand has gone down and revenue has gone down from there. But now we are seeing that the fiber optic cable market is coming up again in India and abroad. So the growth will come back into the market and the company also. So overall, I remain very bullish with the growth opportunities, not only from telecom, but also from defense sector also, for which we have got several products which are under trial, which are getting approved one by one. And once commercial marketing of these starts, which we expect to start from either end of this financial year or beginning of the next financial year, that revenue will also come up. We are we have a strong belief in the management. The growth of the company would be on track, except sometimes, like fiber optic cable situation comes up, where the growth of that particular segment goes down. But as I said, this is also coming back now. And from the next quarter onwards, we see the fiber optic cable market is going to come back to the better situation than what it is now.
Sir, then can we expect, as per your last phone call, which you have guided for 25 to 30% growth in revenue.
In 3 years time frame, we should reach to something like 10,000 crores of revenue. And I quite believe that we should be able to do that, As far as the current year is concerned, we are on track of our revenue projection, except in fiber optic cable business, which has seen the downtrend, which was not expected to that level of downtrend in the fiber optic cable market by any company in the world. So we cannot be different than the other companies in the world. But again, this market is now improving. As far as our growth is concerned, except fiber optic cable market, which is the market situation worldwide, we are on track to, you know, reach to the numbers which we had thought of.
So that means this year will be like subdued revenue due to optic cable slowdown?
No, I am not saying it would be subdued. In the case of optical fiber cable, it may be a bit subdued. Yes, we are not saying it is going to be subdued.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Manish Otswal from Nirmal Bank Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. My question on the both the BharatNet and the BSNL opportunity in the domestic market as well as the international market. You said your initial remark, the inquiry and pipeline is very, very strong. So first, what is the size of opportunity both with respect to BSNL as well as BharatNet for us in the next 2 to 3 years, and how much order we can, you know, visibility have on the domestic market? And secondly, international side, we have a lot of capability built over the time, and now when we can see a meaningful order inflow for us to have a sizable revenue from international market at a consolidated level?
Mr. Sahar, thank you very much. Very good question. You know, fiber optic cable market, you know, up to last year, it was doing very well. Then all of a sudden, because people had built up stocks, operators and everybody, and, you know, offtake could not take place as much as expected. So stock, finishing of stock was what was going on. Now what has happened, we have started seeing that, you know, those stocks have gone and new opportunities have come up and the operators are coming up with the new tenders, new inquiries. Now as far as opportunity size is concerned, BharatNet itself presents an opportunity of roughly about, you know, the present tender, and then some more tenders are to come from the different state governments which are implementing the BharatNet phase 3 by themselves rather than through BSNL. Total demand I expect is about going to be 20 lakh fiber kilometers. Now you more or less, you know, it may be little bit less, little bit more, you multiply it by 1000 rupees per fiber kilometers. So that is going to be the opportunity for fiber optic cable in next 3 years, just BharatNet alone, Apart from that, for the private operators, I see other opportunity on a yearly basis of roughly about, I would say, 700 to 800 crores of private operators opportunity in the Indian market itself. So this is the, as far as Indian market opportunity is concerned. Now, coming to international market opportunities, total market opportunity, I am excluding China from this. I am excluding China from this because China fulfills its own demand and it doesn't come out. The total market opportunity is roughly about 350 million fiber kilometers, which had gone down by some 23%, 20-30% last year, which is going to come back to roughly about 350 million fiber kilometers. So that's going to be the opportunity for the international market. Again, roughly multiplied by 1,000 rupees per kilometer of fiber. That's going to be the total market opportunity for fiber optic cable. Now, as far as HFCL is concerned, we are concentrating one on Indian market where we right now have almost 50% market share. And with BharatNet coming and these private operators reviving their fiber optic cable requirement, I believe that should be a strong, next year should be a strong year for us in the fiber optic cable business, which this year was not so strong first 2 quarters because of less demand worldwide. As far as international market is concerned, our concentration is in European market where we have got good opportunity because we have not been imposed countervailing duty as others have been, Chinese suppliers have been, so we have a competitive edge. And now we are concentrating quite a lot on the US market also. The US market is also coming up with a very big demand for fiber to home, the government incentives being given. So we are concentrating quite a bit on the US market also. So what we see that starting from the fourth quarter of this financial year, this market of fiber optic cable would pick up significantly and will come back more or less to the old levels which it was.
Okay. Secondly, sir, on the margin side, since our product revenue is, you indicated the product revenue will increase over the medium term. So current margin, which is H1 number, is 15.86%. So where do you see the medium-term margin settle down, or even for the full year F25, what is your guidance on the margin side?
Mr. Manish, your voice was muffled in between. You know, I just, please say, what did you say? Margin, what? Voice was muffled. Can you just bring the head, you know, microphone near to you?
Yeah. So my question, sir, in the H1 F25, we have reported an EBITDA margin of 15.86%.
Yes.
The question is, since we are increasing our revenue from product side over the medium term, so that will have an impact on the margin. So where is the margin settle down over the medium term? That's the medium-term question. And the short-term question is, for this particular financial year, what is the margin guidance, for at a consolidated level?
Look, you know, I believe that the margin, as far as the, you know, this company, you know, the current, short term is concerned, I think it should remain same as it is there in the first two quarters. It should not change much. On the medium term, again, as the product revenue increases, you know, as we have been trying to increase the product revenue, margin should remain little, become little bit better, little bit better only.
Thank you.
Another point, you know, the backward integration, which we are doing, expanding our capacity in fiber, that should also help us in increasing our margin. Because right now, we buy a lot of fiber from outside. Once we do backward integration project, which is under implementation, is complete, that should also help us in enhancing our margins.
I believe we have submitted bids in BharatNet. So when those bids will be out, sir? Any timeline or any indication?
Sir, you know, those bids are being evaluated, and as I understand, as much as we understand from what is happening, they are in advanced stage of technical evaluation. A technical evaluation, what, again, you know, this is government. I can only express what I understand or what, my best of my opinion is. Technical evaluation should get completed mid of November, sometime mid of November, looks like. It may get delayed by few days here or there, because the government processes, we all understand. Initial bid should be opened thereafter, and if all going well, contract should be awarded. Sometime, you know, financial evaluation will also take time, sometime beginning of next quarter.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Aksh Rampuria from Drone Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. So I just wanted to ask, what are the signs of revival for fiber optic cable, and what is the current capacity utilization?
What did you say? First one, what was the signs of?
What are the signs of revival?
Okay. We are saying, what are the signs of revival of fiber optic cable business? That's what the question is, Rampuria?
Yes, yes.
You know, signs is that, you know, more inquiries are coming, more, you know, RFPs are coming from international customers. From local customers also, more inquiries have come, and we have seen them giving higher projections for their requirement than what we were getting from them in the last quarter or previous quarter before that. So all that indicate, once the customers are indicating that, you know, their requirement would be so much, you know, and so much times more than the last quarter. Some of my customers who did not purchase even a single fiber kilometer of fiber cable in the last quarter, are now coming up with a very reasonably good demands. So all that put together, you know, when customers come up with the projections that this is going to be our demand in the next two quarters, or when we see that, you know, more RFPs or tenders coming from the international customers, that shows that the requirement are there, which was not happening for last two quarters. The such kind of demand opportunities or tenders or RFPs were not, or projections were not coming, which is a very heartening sign, which means now the requirement has come up. And when you go to the international market, talk to the various customers, everybody is saying that, "Yes, we are now going to start purchasing, going to start purchasing, from the next quarter or quarter next to that." So those things do indicate that the demand is increasing.
Sir, what is the current capacity utilization, And what is the current price of fiber optic cable right now?
Fiber optic cable business, the current capacity utilization is about 45%. And which we expect to improve from the next quarter, as I said.
What would be the estimates?
Well, I cannot say that how much improvement would be there exactly, but I think this 45% should easily go up to 80% or so.
Okay.
Or maybe more also possibly, but I can't commit to that. But as I see, it has to be something like that, 80% at least, maybe more.
And what is the price of fiber optic cable and how do we see it going forward?
You know, fiber optic cable, I can talk to you about the price. In terms of fiber kilometer, kind of a price per fiber kilometer. It is, at the moment, the realization is about 900 rupees per fiber kilometer. To be precise, 890.
Okay.
Per fiber kilometer.
Okay. That would be all.
Hello.
Mr. Rampuria, are you done with the question?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Shah from RSPN Ventures. Go ahead. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Is my voice audible?
Yeah, you are audible. You are audible.
Yeah, okay. So, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question would be regarding the CAPEX. Actually, the company was trying to to do CAPEX of approximately 900 in a couple of years.
Dinesh, very loud and, you know, it is echoing. Speak little slowly, little low voice, little slow.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So my first question was that company was planning to do CAPEX of approximately 900 CR in next couple of years, right? In order to do new capacity in Poland or extension of OFT. So this fund is majorly via debt, right? So I just wanted to understand, like,
your voice is completely unclear. We just can't understand ABCD of this. Operator, can you see how the voice can be made better? It's completely very much echoing.
Okay, sir, I'm checking.
Is it okay now?
It is now okay. Now it is okay.
It's okay now.
Okay, so my first question was that the company was planning to do CAPEX of 900 CR in next 2 years, I guess. So, and majorly it was funded via debt, right? So, is company planning to do much more borrowings in like the next half of the financial year? Because I can see that in September balance sheet as well, the borrowings has been increased significantly. And also if you can share about like vague idea about the repayment schedule, so that in order to reduce working capital pressure, working capital cycle in their future.
So CAPEX which we have planned, everything stands tied up by way of equity, debt and internal accruals. So our debt equity ratio is likely to remain in this range of 0.25 to 0.30. There is not going to be much borrowing. It's quite comfortable.
Okay, so whatever you might have like raised debt in this first half of the financial year, so that is likely to remain stagnant, right?
Yeah. So there are repayment also. If there are some fresh borrowings, there are repayment also happening. So it is likely to remain in the same range, and the entire CAPEX is being funded by way of equity which we have raised in past, and then some internal accruals, and also by way of debt.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot. And so, okay, my second question would be regarding the BharatNet Phase 3 project, which is for which the budget is approximately 65,000 CR. So I just wanted the breakup of allocation of the funds, like what amount of funds would be in OFC equipment, EPC services, so that it sums up to almost 65,000 CR.
So the 65,000 CR is the total cost of the CAPEX, you know. Now, how much would be cable and how much would be that, you know, I would suspect, you know, cable and cable related activities, you know, when I say you know, 15 lakh fiber kilometers would be roughly, you can say about 5,000 crores would be roughly about cable and 5,000 plus crores would be cable and cable related activities. And then the equipment would be there. And the services, you know, like road digging and, you know, those kind of services would be there, another 5,000-7,000 crore rupees. Then the duct will be there on the similar numbers. Equipment would be there around 8,000-10,000 crore rupees. This is the way it would be divided. I don't have the exact numbers, but more or less I'm saying.
Okay, fine. But still, it doesn't sum up to like 60,000. That is like a huge number if I go with that.
Huh?
But I'm saying that it still doesn't add up to
65,000. It doesn't add up to 65,000 crore rupees. It doesn't add up. So there are a number of other services. You know, I've just given you more or less, you know, this is going to be the requirement. Roughly about, you know, but I have to make exact calculations, you know, 15 lakh fiber kilometers multiplied by 1,000, how much it is.
So out of that, if you can say, what would be the TAM of HFCL in this overall project?
HFCL's expected market share out of 65,000 crores.
Yeah, you can say that, or opportunity you can say.
No, opportunity means, you know, our opportunities comes from two directions. One, the places where we have participated directly. In the five different sectors, we have participated directly. Second, what we expect as orders for equipment and cable from other winners. Not only what we get from directly, but what other winners who are going to win. They are also going to buy our fiber optic cable, routers and UBR and those kind of equipment. So as I have said, you know, we are more or less expecting somewhere between 5,000 to 8,000 crore rupees. That is my best estimate at this point of time. I cannot commit to that because we don't know how the tenders open up or who wins. But reasonably, we are expecting 5,000 to 8,000 crores of opportunity for HFCL.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot. And one more question from my side, that if you can just state that till now, what all the projects that we have already bidded for, and also if you can mention the winning ratio of HFCL at this point of time.
Look, you know, we have been bidding various projects and we are winning quite a lot. You know, for example, you know, BSNL, whatever projects we have bid, you know, I think more than 50-60% we have won. 50-60% we have won BNG, we have won OTN, we have won UBR. So quite a good success rate is there.
Can you quantify the overall amount if you have that number?
Overall amount for BSNL has been about 800 crores has been for OTN. UBR was roughly about 200 some crores, and this one has been about 40 crores. So BSNL has been roughly about 1,000 crores plus, something like 1,000 crores. And private operators, they know bid as such. You know, these are all negotiations which take place. So wherever negotiations are there, you know, which are our established customers, we are taking 100% of them, more or less. Internationally, yes, you know, the it's you know, winning ratio could be something like 20-30%, 20-25%.
Okay, fair enough. And also, just you mentioned in the opening commentary that you are like participating in the BEAD program that is in US, right? So, and I have heard that that the states have not like started with the subgrantee process in order. So, like, and they are like likely to submit the final proposal by this year itself. So, can you just give in like estimate about like what is the like now status as the what is the status of HFCL in it, like what is
but the purchase has not yet started. Look, you know, there are two kind of opportunities here. So one is BEAD, one is non-BEAD. BEAD is going to be roughly about 30% of the opportunity. The 70% is not BEAD. Not everything is going to be under BEADs and BABA and all that. So the market opportunities comes of overall spread of FTTH in USA. So non-BEAD also is a very big opportunity. BEADs program purchase has not yet started, as you're rightly saying. But apart from BEADs, you know, operators are doing their own work also. For many, many areas in fiber optic cable. So, non-bid opportunities, we have already started receiving inquiries. We are already participating in that. So, it's not only bid, but non-bid opportunities are also quite large.
Okay, so I can conclude that the bid program, you have just submitted the proposal, but it's not yet out. And
we have not submitted any proposal because there are no inquiries as yet.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Thanks a lot.
I never said that we have submitted in proposal. We just said that that kind of demand would come up.
Okay. No worries. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Hardik Vyas from Economic Times. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I had a couple of questions. Out of the total product revenue that we have recorded this quarter, I wanted to split between telco products.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Mr. Vyas, please use handsets
yeah.
to ask question.
Sir, can you split the contribution of revenues from the telecom products and OFCs for the quarter?
It's roughly about 50-50. Roughly about 50-50.
Okay, and our guidance is roughly 2,000 crores for telecom products for the current financial year. Are we on track to do that? Because
I think we should be able to do that. There shouldn't be any problem.
Okay, so the guidance for the OFC business has been lowered, but the telco business remains the same.
Telco business remains almost there, but okay. OFC, you know, world market has gone down significantly, so we are part of the world market, you know, can't change that. So it's not any guidance, that was our expectation, but the market demand has not picked up as we thought it would pick up. So as a result of that, OFC revenue has gone down considerably. But as I said, I expect this market to pick up from next quarter. That is our best expectation is India and internationally both. In India, once the BharatNet tender is awarded by the end of this financial year, maybe quarter next to that, it should pick up more significantly. But otherwise also, market is expected to pick up from next quarter.
Okay. And so the order inflow in terms of is the execution of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh Jal Nigam is a part of the turnkey revenues this year, this quarter, or are we expecting?
It is a part of it. It's an overall consolidated stress.
How much time do we see till we finish those two orders?
I think this should be one, Uttar Pradesh should be finished by end of March. And the other one should go into the mid of next year.
Okay. And sir, do we see any new orders from the service
Hello,
business?
Sir, Mr.
Last one.
Service business, BharatNet is going to be a large order if it comes, sir.
Okay, that you said in the first, the last quarter. First.
Yes, sir, you are in Economic Times. You know, the government orders, you can only give your best expectations. So our best expectation is should come up in the next quarter. But you know, government is government, the time may take more or less,
Okay. That's all, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Vyas.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Sukant Garg from Equible Research Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Sir, my question is majorly regarding the top customers. So what is the revenue concentration between the top three or top four customers? Could you please provide that?
Top three or four customers would account for, I think, sir, about more than 60% of revenue.
And that revenue is from both the telecom and optic fiber cable, or it's majorly from the telecom sector?
Telecom and optical fiber cable, yes.
Both. Okay. And that's all. Most of the questions have been answered. Thank you. And congrats for the numbers.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Purohit, Findit Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask does the business face any seasonality as such, such as H2 being stronger than H1 or anything like that?
Sir, repeat your question. Your voice is again, I think that's...
Yeah, one second. Is it clearer now?
Yes, very much clearer.
Yeah. So does the business face any seasonality as such? H2 being stronger than H1?
Seasonality, yes. Okay. Seasonality is always there in Q2. If you see the history, more or less every time you find Q2 has a seasonality because of rains. because of rains, what happens? As it is, fiber optic cable demand has been lower, but on account of rains, it becomes even lower. Because the installation and commissioning work of fiber optic cable does not happen at that speed because of rains, water logging and all that. So there is a seasonality element in the EPC business, turnkey business, and which also impacts the fiber optic cable business also. So as it is, fiber optic cable market was down. Coupled with the seasonality, this happened even to a greater extent. So Q2, generally you expect seasonality because of rains. That's more or less my experience last 20 years. I've been watching that. Maybe barring in between couple of years, some variations may have been there. But more or less, the seasonality is quarter two is a seasonal. The seasonality is there in quarter two. And if you look at international markets, some of the countries where you have very, very heavy snowfall, you would find, the months of December, January, February, there would be less implementation of the network resources because of the very, very high snowfall.
Understood. I have two more questions. So can you give the bifurcation for revenue within the products?
Sir, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Okay, sure.
The next question is from the line of Kriti Tripathi from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, myself Kriti. So my question was that for the Q2, the profit is around 73 crores and the EPS is around 0.52 rupees on a face value of rupees 1. Although the top line of the company is growing, the profitability is very reasonable. And even if I make arithmetic estimation based on that, the full year EPS is coming around to be rupees 2 or 2.5. So given the current price and the PE is going around 55 to 60 times, and even the correction is there, this is the condition. So where is the investor seeing the appreciation in the value? This is what I wanted to ask.
Well, whether appreciation of the stock market would be there or not, share price, I can't comment on that, These are not for the management to comment.
Yeah, but at least like EPS figures, how the company is planning to improve on the profitability part and how the management is seeing that this investor can return can be rewarded to investors.
So this EPS will certainly improve with the increasing revenue, as we have planned and have a vision that our revenue should be 10,000 crore in 3 years' time. So definite profitability will improve and EPS will also improve. So whatever endeavors we are taking now for capability build-up or this capacity build-up, if it convert into revenue and this performance from coming year, from next financial year onwards.
Kriti, we can only comment about the performance, about the investors' return, market. These are not the issues which we can comment.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Aksh Rampuria from Drone Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. So, I just wanted to ask that when are we expecting the...
Rampuria ji, you have to again either be near the speaker phone or, whatever. Your voice is never clear.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. So when can we expect the revenue coming in from electric fuses and the defense business?
Yeah, these are under trial at the moment. And I sincerely believe that from the next year onwards, this revenue would start coming up.
Okay. And
there are a lot of inquiries there. A huge number of inquiries are there for this electronic fuses. There are a number of inquiries. So just this trial should get completed, and then we believe that, I expect reasonably good amount of revenue from that.
How big is the market currently?
Market currently, I don't have an estimation of the world market with the geopolitical situation being what it is. But the number of inquiries we are receiving, market should be in lakhs of fuses. It should be in lakhs of fuses. We have inquiries worth a few lakhs. Few lakhs of fuses, not rupees.
Okay. So that was all from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shubham Sethi from Logical Investing. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Sir, my question is regarding the 2000 crore of telecom and network product basically guidance that was given. So how much is the order book for, you know, the networking products? And are we on track to achieve the 2000 crores?
I tell you one thing. Right now, the order book would be something like, I think, 800 or 900 crores. Current order book should be there. But, you know, telecom products like any equipment or like UBR or Wi-Fi or fiber optic cable, you know, you keep on receiving orders. Not that you always have orders in your hand of a huge quantum. But yes, right now the order should be there, something in the range of about 800 to 900 crores.
Okay, sir.
All
are you on track for the 2000 crores?
Out of that, you know, part of the revenue has already happened. 800-900 crores, the pending order in our hand.
Okay. So, sir, overall, I think, how is the traction for the our products in the market?
Traction is good. Traction is good. You know, for example, 5G products like fixed wireless access, the UBR, unlicensed band radio, they are good traction. Good traction. Traction is no problem.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That was the only question I had.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Kapoor, please go ahead. Your line is in talk mode. As there is no response, we'll go in from next question. The next question is from the line of Keval Naveen Doshi from OMG. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. My question was, since our focus is now getting more on products, can you just give some idea about in the next 3 years, which would be the top 3 or 4 products on which you would be focusing on, whether it is in telecom or whether it is defense, all the sectors put together?
Look, you know, both telecom as well as defense. In telecom, you know, if you look, 5G has got good demand attraction at this point of time. Out of the 900 crore order of the telecom equipment I talked about, is only one equipment for which we have 600 crore rupees order, which is 5G equipment. And we expect to receive more such orders. And again, you know, as we move forward, technology keeps on improving. So we are continuously improving our technologies. Like unlicensed band radio, I talked about, we have supplied 5 lakh such radios in the country. It started with 300 Mbps megabit per second capacity. Today we are doing 2 gigabit per second capacity, you know, 6 times, 7 times enhancement of the capacity. Then earlier we were doing point to point, now we are working on point to multi-point radios. So focus is always there on telecom products, including fiber optic cable, also is a part of telecom only, improving the size of cable, number of fibers, thickness of cable, thickness of fiber, you know, all those kind of things are improving. So definitely, telecom has been our core business and focus of on telecom is going to be there. But simultaneously, we are focusing a lot on the defense products also by building our own IPR and also working on participation or collaboration with foreign companies also in the defense electronics field. Both areas we are working, and that is also our focus area to build up our revenue from defense electronics.
Okay, so roughly, sir, what kind of, if you have to break up in your mind, would you say that out of the turnover from products, 50% could be defense, 50% could be telecom products?
Yeah, I would say it should be 2:1, 2 from telecom, 1 from defense, something like that in some time frame. But these ratios can keep on changing, sir. depending on market situation and all that.
Right. And sir, how competitive is our pricing compared to...
Pricing is competitive. Unless you have competitive prices, you are not going to get orders.
So, do we have some advantage of because of Make in India for the telecom product?
Yes, definitely. Because of Make in India, you have advantage because once you are manufacturing in India, your cost is low, your ability to design the products as per the requirement of the customer is there, your delivery is quick. So, those advantages are definitely there. But number of other companies are also manufacturing in India. We are not the only one. And another benefit is the PIL, Performance Linked Incentive, that has been announced by Government of India. We are recipient of that also, so that is another advantage.
And our product would qualify?
Yeah, sure. It has been already been approved.
To the question queue.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Manoj Duria from Duria Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir. Manoj, your line is in talk mode. Please go ahead. The next question is from the line of Tushar Pandey from Individual Investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, sir. Last time around in the con call, you mentioned it was not a formal guidance, but you mentioned that you kind of expect 25% to 30% revenue growth in this year. So, sir, can we still see, or if you would like to tweak that guidance?
Look, you know, it was not a guidance.
Yes.
Estimation what we had at that point of a time, and yes, that sir. Was largely predicated upon our revenue in fiber optic cable becoming about 2,000 crores. What we see fiber optic cable market having been not so good, you know, rather it has been very sluggish in the current financial year. That revenue probably will come down. It will not be the 2,000 crores. Rest, all the estimations are more or less on track. Except fiber optic cable, I think we are on track to achieve our numbers.
So, why I ask this is because you had already mentioned that OFCs was facing a lot of headwinds because of the oversupply. So, wouldn't this be already accounted for in the expectations that you mentioned that 25% to 30% is achievable?
The AOP of the current financial year, that was not the situation there. At that time, though, we had so much orders that we are overflowing with the orders and the capacity utilization was almost 100%. So, we had not taken this into account, which happened. All of a sudden, the demand went down and there were hardly any inquiries. If we had known that, then we would have certainly taken that into account. So at that time, estimation was based upon what was the best, situation, what we could foresee.
Okay, sir. And the second question is, you mentioned that you had already developed...
Sir,
this is my second question. Please let me ask this.
Okay, go ahead. No problem.
Sir, last time around you mentioned that you had already developed 1764 fibers in one optical fiber cable, and you were planning to develop 3400 fibers in one optic fiber cable. So, sir, how is that planning out?
Sir, 1764 is already there. We are now starting marketing that. The second one development is going on. Which is quite complex, 3,000 fibers in one cable and keeping the diameter low. So that's quite complex, but we are doing it. I think it will take couple of 2 to 3 months more to finalize that.
There are any competitors in 3400 fibers?
Yeah, there would be competitors, absolutely.
Okay.
There would be at least 10 manufacturers in the world who would be doing that.
Okay, so Indian competitors I was talking about.
India, I think there would be only Sterlite. I don't believe there is anybody more than that. Maybe Birla, the VTL could be there. Maybe. I'm not aware. But Sterlite is there.
Okay, thank you so much, sir, and wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Co. Please go ahead, sir.
Namaskar, Nataji, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, when we looked at our first half performance, there is an increase in the interest cost outgo
and also the employee cost that is not commensurate with the increase in the revenue. So, so if you could give us some color, how are things shaping up with respect to these two line items? And secondly, about the BharatNet part of the story, sir. I think so. It is taking longer than what anticipated, or according to you, things are in line and we can expect the awarding of orders by this quarter, and then a clear picture would emerge.
Sakishji, BharatNet has taken longer than expectation, definitely, because tender was to come, I think, 2 to 3 months before when it came. And if it had come at that point of time, it could have been possibly decided by now, possibly. A tender came late, so that process of evaluation is going on. It is going on at a reasonably good speed, looking at the government processes and all that. It is going on at a reasonably good speed. And I believe that, again, my estimation, again, you never know. Government may delay, government may, do faster. You don't know, really. But, in my opinion, they should be able to award a contract in the first quarter of the next calendar year, last quarter of this financial year. Industry should be able to see the orders. But government being government, one has to wait, One cannot be definitive of the time frame.
No, it is also the urgency of the issue, sir, whether how important it is to get things done and get the order rewarded. That is also...
I can tell you. Yeah. Urgency, only one fact. The Prime Minister himself has announced the program from Redford on Independence Day. That itself tells you that how important the program is. If the Prime Minister announces from the Redford on Independence Day that we'll connect all the villages by fiber of cable, it's an important project, if Prime Minister announces, and twice. So I believe, and it is part of that, what government says, Pragati revenue, Pragati programs, which are reviewed by Prime Minister's office very periodically. It is part of that also, I believe. So it is important. And, anyway, connecting villages by fiber optic cable is not an issue only in India, it's worldwide. So India has taken a good lead in that. And it's quite an important program. And, more important fact, another important fact, I tell you, money is available. If money is not available, then it becomes a low priority. Money comes from USO fund. USO fund is already having money for implementation of this program. And every year, more money comes in by the virtue of, revenue share by the operators, which is compulsorily given into USO fund. So money is not a constraint. And Prime Minister himself has announced it. So importance is there, definitely, from these two facts you can understand.
Right. And on the employee cost and the finance cost, they are trending higher, sir, and they are not commensurate to the revenue growth.
Saketji, there is hardly any variation in employee cost. It was 88.70 crore in last quarter, which is 89.45 crore in the current quarter. And similarly, the finance cost is also, it was 42.31 crore in the last quarter, which is 44.88 crore in this quarter. So there can be some variation because of some LCs getting opened or some bank guarantees. So this chota mota variation ho sakta hai, but bada variation nahi hai.
Sir, I'm looking at the first half, sir. When we look at the first half, 87 crore hai, sir, is saal ka finance cost. That was 71 crore last year. And similarly, for the employee cost, 173 ki jagah 178 hai. So I was referring to the entire first half in terms of the finance cost rising up.
So isme jo yadi aap last year se compare karenge na first half se, so the debt profile was completely different, which has changed from last second half of the last financial year. If you compare Q3, Q4, Q1 of this preceding quarters, it is in alignment. And secondly, see, we are building up the organization for the next journey. So a lot of new hirings are there in various divisions, maybe defense or telecom, optic fiber cable, some international market. So there may be some variations which will be converted into revenue and result in coming quarters.
Right.
जी सर, एक पॉइंट आप ओएनएम पे कमेंट कर सकते हैं कि फर्स्ट हाफ में हमने ओएनएम कितना बुक किया? जी मैम,
ओएनएम का रेवेन्यू अभी ज्यादा नहीं है, मे बी 30-40 करोड़ और सो। ओएनएम रेवेन्यू आना शुरू होगा 27-28 से, लार्ज जो 400 करोड़ के लगभग आएगा वो 27-28 से शुरू होगा।
ठीक है,
अभी तो करीब 80-100 करोड़ के आसपास आता पूरे साल का।
32 करोड़ 80-100 करोड़,
हाँ
80-100।
फर्स्ट हाफ में होगा करीब 40-50 करोड़, पूरे साल का आता है 80-100 करोड़। ओएनएम इज नॉट मच,
बट इन फ्रॉम द ईयर 27 इट विल गो अप टू 300-400 करोड़।
ओके सर, वी हैव टू डू लॉट ऑफ कैच अप सर विथ अवर अर्निंग प्रोफाइल नाउ फॉर द सेकेंड हाफ, बिकॉज एज वन ऑफ द पार्टिसिपेंट डिड मेंशन देयर इज लॉट ऑफ एक्सपेक्टेशन दैट हैज बीन बिल्ट अप with investors, and somehow or the other, because of conditions not in our hand, that expectation not matching with the performance. So we hope that we can walk the talk going ahead with improved set of earnings going ahead.
But you know, like I said, you know, except fiber optic cable, nowhere else you know we will have problems. Fiber optic cable market worldwide, there has been a recession. We cannot be, you know, away from, you know, that, you know, it is, we have to go with the market. Now, as far as fiber optic cable market is concerned, I have repeatedly said that, you know, I am expecting it to improve from the next quarter. So, I think, you know, we will definitely try our best. Whatever our investors expect from us, we are able to fulfill that. Maybe quarter or two here or there can happen because of market conditions. But overall basis, I am pretty sure the kind of effort company is doing, we will fulfill the expectations of our investors.
Thank you, sir. The last question is from the line of Priyanshu from Frontline Capital Services. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I am going on the revenue and the for the FY25.
Priyanshu ji, we are not able to hear you properly.
Yeah, I will speak again. Yeah, man, on the revenue and the profit guidance for the FY25.
Mr. Priyanshu, can you use your handsets? Your voice is breaking.
Yeah, I'm saying man, on the profit and the revenue guidance for FY25.
No, well, I can't give any guidance at this moment, Priyanshu. There's no guidance possible. I am only saying that our expectation is that we should do well.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
So thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your participation in this call of today. And I again reiterate that the company is working very hard to see that the growth in revenue and the profitability both by doing more product-led revenue, by going more and more in the export market, by going into different areas of defense equipment. And I hope that we will have a very because of the market conditions are turning out to be better now from what we have seen in the last two quarters, we expect that telecom sector and defense sector both should do well in the country and internationally. And that should be impacting our company also positively. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and now you may disconnect your lines.